Historical facts. Ciro of Pers, one of the most important Baroque poets, was born in Pers on the 17th of April 1599 from a noble Friulian family. He studied in Gemona and at the University of Bologna. After finishing his studies, he traveled a lot and established himself in San Daniel of Friuli. At the age of 27, he entered the Order of Knights of Malta, with whom he took part in several missions. He died in 1663. The Pirate and the Night Poet. Spring 1627. I have suffered so much from seasickness, but we have finally arrived. The ship I have traveled on is docking on the island of Malta. Two knights welcome me, and then take me to the fortress. The streets are crowded. Pale-skinned Europeans, alert and dark-eyed Turkish, Arabs with multicolored turbans. The small state of Malta owes its great richness mostly to slave trade. Most of the men I am looking at have lost their freedom. The fortress overlooks the sea. The building is simple and austere. On the top of the highest tower, a red flag with a white cross stands. We walk across a garden in bloom. The air smells of jasmine. Some birds chip on the tree branches. I decide to explore the fortress. Its dim lit rooms are cool. Everything seems new and nice, but the most beautiful room is the one where I have just entered. Thousands and thousands of books are staring at me from the shelves. They take me back to the library in my beloved home in Paris, Friuli. I pull out a book from a shelf and I engross myself into the story. Then an old man walks into the room holding a tray in his hands and offers me a glass of cool water. While drinking, we start talking. He reveals to me that his name is Cengto and that, in his youth, he was an Yuskok, a Croatian pirate. I am surprised.
I even fought against the Venetians,
the elderly pirate said to me.
Because they destroy my town and kill my dearest friend. In the end, I was captured and imprisoned here in Malta. But this turned out to be a fortunate event.
Fortunate? I was surprised.
A fortunate event, because my jailer, a good man, gave me some books. Therefore, during the last lonely days, thanks to the stories, I traveled with my imagination. The stories brought me far away, beyond this island and its sea, towards lands of ancient sultans and mysterious princesses. And since then, you see, I have been reading and have been writing.
All of a sudden, Cengto's face turns thoughtful and close. As I watch him, I draw out of my pocket a small travel notebook and read to my new friend verses of the poem which I composed when I was on the ship. My poem is about Tadia, the girl who I still dream of at times. My poem is about memories as bright as the summer sun. My poem is about love. Gento smiles, and I smile too. We are very different men. I am still young, he is old. I am a writer and a thinker, he is a sailor. I am a knight of Malta, he is a servant who was a pirate once. But passion and love for books and poetry have filled every distance and have made us into friends. Curiosities and historical background. During Ciro of Perse's time period, the War of Grandisca was fought, which bloody freely from 1615 to 1617. It is believed that one of the causes of the conflict were Frankan Uskok raids. Ciro of Perse suffered from violent renal colic, evoked even in one of his sonnets. Ciro loved a distant cousin, Tadia of Colloredo, who rejected the proposal of marriage of the poet, eventually destined not to marry any other woman.